the Son of God.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Amen. Amen. That's why I told you I was glad that today is we beginning Black History Month. You see, as people of God, praise God, we have to get out of our comfort zones, amen, when it comes to going and doing the will of God. And Jonah was probably saying to himself, why Nineveh? You see, Nineveh was a pagan city under the Assyrian Empire, whose people through the generations had been enemies and persecutors of God's people. Praise God, history even tells us, amen, that it was the Ninevites who had done some harm to Jonah's ancestors. So the last people that Jonah wanted to go to and pray for, amen, was the Ninevites. Amen. In other words, he said, send me somewhere else, but don't send me down there. How many times when God has called you and said, I want you to pray for that person that you haven't been speaking to, praise God, for the last year? How many times have God told you, I want you to go and I want you to give something to this person? You say, I can't do that because I really can't stand his or her guts, praise God. How many times have God told you, praise God, that I need you to do this for me and I need you to do that for me? But praise God, we say we don't want to do it because those are Ninevites. And I even asked myself this question, what if Jesus, praise God, would have said, I'm not going to die on the cross for this certain person or that certain person. But I thank my God that he did. Praise God. So Jonah was faced with a dilemma. Praise God, the dilemma to go and do what God has told him to do. Let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters. When God tell you to go somewhere, you need to go and do it. Amen. It may not be popular to you. It may not seem popular to you. But I have learned over these years that I have lived, I have learned since the Bible that I've read, praise God, that the God that we serve, he can do some strange things at times. Am I right? Praise God. Somebody say, how in the world do you know he can do some strange thing? Praise God. I read in the book of John, I believe the 9th chapter, there was a man who was blind from his mother's womb. Praise God. Disciples ask him, say, how in the world, who sinned? Did he sin or did his parents sin? Jesus said, no, neither one of them sinned, but praise God, so that the Son of Man could be glorified. Praise God. And what did Jesus do? Jesus took the man. Now, you talking about doing something strange. He took some spit, amen, and made a clay, if I'm not mistaken. Praise God. And then he took the man, the clay, and he wiped it in his eyes. Hey, praise God. If I were to walk up to one of y'all today because you were sick, praise God, and I begin to spit and make some mud and rub it on your arm, the first thing you're going to do is run out of here and say, man, Pastor Martin has gone crazy. But praise God, God does some crazy things. Amen. I wouldn't call him crazy, but he does some strange things. But look what he told him. He said, now what I want you to do, I'm going to take this mud and I'm going to put it on your eye, but this is what I want you to do. I want you to go down to the pool of Siloam. Praise God. In other words, you know, this guy could have said, why didn't just go ahead and heal me? Why did he have to go through all of this saliva and stuff like that? But the man was obedient, and he went down to the pool of Siloam, and when he washed his face, praise God, the Bible tells me that he came up seeing. Amen. And the folk around him, there is something about some folk, praise God, religious folk, when they ask him, say, now, isn't this the guy that was blind? Praise God. Now, how in the world can he now see, Brother Lucas? Praise God. And they began to grab him and begin to ask him all kind of questions. Are you the guy that was blind? He said, yes, that was me. Praise God. That was me. I've been blind all my life. They didn't believe him, so they went and found his mama and their daddy. Yeah. Praise God. And went and asked mama and daddy, is that your son? Praise God. They say, yeah, that's him. Praise God. And wasn't he born blind? Oh, yes, he was. Well, then you tell me how in the world he can see now. They say, well, because they didn't want no flack. Praise God. They say, you ask him. He's old enough. Yeah. But I like what that guy's response was. Yeah. Praise God. They say, who was this person that made you to begin to see? And he said, I don't have time for all of this debate. I don't have time for all of this stuff. The only thing I know, praise God, that I was once blind, praise God, and now I can see, praise God. So what I'm trying to tell us, that sometimes God will tell us to do some things that might seem strange to us. Praise God. I'll give you another one of those strange things that happened. Praise, back in the Old Testament, amen, there's a guy by the name of Naaman that was a leper. Everybody remember that story? Praise God. And Naaman, praise God, had leprosy. Praise God. And he was a man that was that followed God. Praise God. And he went to God. Praise God. Not went to God, but he went to the man that represented God, Elisha. Praise God. And Elisha told him, praise God, you have leprosy. Praise God. But this is what I want you to do. I'm talking about how God does some things that may be strange to us. Praise God. He said, I want you to take yourself and I want you to go down to the Jordan River. Anybody know anything about the Jordan River back in those days? Know that the Jordan River was the most dirtiest water in the world. Praise God. He even asked, why can't I go to this other river? Why can't I go to that river? You mean to tell me you want me to go down to the Jordan River? Praise God. And he went and talked to one of his servants. The servant said, well, had he asked you to go to one of the other rivers, would you have gone? Praise God. Then he came to his sense, went down to the Jordan River, and he dipped 7 times. Praise God. Look at here. Praise God. Can y'all imagine this? Now, God could have healed him on the spot, but God wanted to see if he was going to be obedient to his word. First time, praise God, he dipped. Probably nothing happened. Second time that he dipped, probably nothing happened. Third time that he dipped, probably nothing happened. Fourth time when he dipped, nothing happened. Fifth time when he dipped, nothing happened. Sixth time when he dipped, nothing happened. But you know, 7 is the number of spiritual perfection. Praise God. The 7th time, they tell me when he dipped, his skin came out looking like a baby. Praise God. He was just as smooth as can be. What am I trying to tell us? Sometime God is going to tell us to do some things that were strange. And to Jonah, going down to Nineveh was something that was strange. He said, I'll go anywhere else. Praise God. But I don't know if I want to go down to the Ninevites. But praise God. But let me tell you something. When God tells you to go somewhere, he's going to prepare you for the trip. Not only is he going to prepare you for the trip, he's going to prepare those who he wants you to go see. Praise God. Not only will he prepare those who he wants you to go see, but praise God, everything is going to come out all right. Yes, sir. Praise God. So we see the directions that God gave Jonah. We saw the dilemma, praise God, that Jonah was in. But finally, we see the decision of Jonah. Praise God. Guess what Jonah did? In other words, instead of Jonah doing what God told him to do, the Bible tells us that Jonah took him a ship. Praise God. He said, I don't want to go to Nineveh. Praise God. He's going to try to flee from the presence of the God of God. In Psalm 139, verses 7 all the way through 10, has already told us, praise God, there's no way you can flee from the presence of God. Praise God. If you make your bed in hell, it said that he's there. Praise God. If you go to the uttermost parts of the world, his hand will be there. So what am I trying to tell us, my brothers and my sisters? There is no place that we could run. You could run, but let me tell you something. You just cannot hide. So he tried to get out of the presence of God. But let me tell you something, what happens when you don't want to do what God wants you to do. Praise God. Some people wonder why they are in the predicament that they're in. See, when you flee from what God wants you to do, the very first thing that's going to happen to you is that you are going to be on your way down, praise God, because it says that he went down, praise God, to Joppa. Not only did he get down to Joppa, they say he went down to the ship, praise God. Not only that, he went down into the bottom of the ship. What am I trying to say? When you try to flee from the presence of God, when you disobey what God is trying to tell us to do, praise God, you are on your way down, praise God. And I thank God that we have a God who is so merciful, praise God, because you know there's been some times when I haven't done what he told me to do. There's been some times when I too didn't go to Nineveh. Praise God, there's been some times when I didn't say what he wanted me to say. There's been some times when I didn't give what he told me to give. But I'm so glad, praise God, that God had mercy on me. Praise God, I'm so glad that he didn't cut me off. Praise God, Jonah better be glad that he didn't cut him off. Gave him another chance. Praise God. I won't go on into the story, but you know the story. Praise God. Jonah went down, praise God, after the ship started having all of the problems. And this is where I got to jump on Jonah's side. Turn to Jonah that's next to you. Say, Jonah, this is where I got to jump on your side. You see, Jonah didn't blame everything on somebody else. We got too many folk, praise God, in the church and out of the church. Everything that come upon them, they want to blame it on somebody else. If I had my daddy around, things wouldn't turn out so bad. If I had my mama around, things wouldn't turn out so bad. If I had sister or brother around, things would not have turned out so bad. If I had this amount of money, things wouldn't turn out so bad. But Jonah, praise God, didn't blame it on nobody. He said, if you want this storm to stop, you better take me overboard and throw me overboard. And the Bible tells me that God prepared himself a fish. Praise God, I didn't say a whale. I said a fish. Because if you go back and look, praise God, at the circumference of a whale, even though they are large as they can be, they say it's hard for them to ingest the entire man. But praise God, whatever it is that he prepared, it did what God wanted him to do. You see, Jonah, he wouldn't do what God wanted him to do. So God prepared a fish to go do what he wanted him to do. And let me tell you something, the fish were more obedient than Jonah, because the fish went and got him. And not only did the fish get him, when he got tired of him, he regurgitated him out on the beach. And praise God, gave Jonah another chance. Praise God, man has a tendency to resist God. But I'm here to tell you, we are not to resist God. We are to do what God tells us to do. If he tells us to go, let's be like Isaiah. Say, here I am, here I am, here I am. Lord, send me. Do like the songwriter said, I'll go if I have to go by myself. In other words, I don't need a crowd to go where the Lord tell me to go. I don't need a crowd to speak what God tells me to speak. I'm gonna go if I have to go all by myself.
Yeah.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875.